Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. A major development in the disappearance on Aruba 18 years ago of Natalie Holloway. The Alabama 18-year-old was on a graduation trip to Aruba when she disappeared, never seen again. Now, her family says Peru has agreed to extradite longtime prime suspect Joran Vandersloot to the U.S.
It's fairly extraordinary for another country to temporarily give up a prisoner to the United States. It would have taken a fair amount of negotiation between U.S. authorities and Peruvian authorities.
ABC News contributor Brad Garrett is a former FBI agent. Vandersloot doing a long stretch in Peruvian prison for a murder there. Title 42 restrictions on asylum-seeking migrants, and late tonight, officials think an expected surge after the expiration may have already happened. A woman in custody in Chicago after eight other women were struck since Sunday by a woman wielding a ball bat on the city's northwest side. This is ABC News. They haven't produced it, but the House Republican investigation agenda is claiming to have evidence of then-Vice President Biden and son, Hunter, making millions of dollars off of foreign entities. ABC's Faith Abube in Washington.
The Republican lawmakers allege without evidence that they have financial records to prove what they're calling the Biden family corruption. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been leading the Republican probe.
I want to be clear. This committee is investigating President Biden and his family's shady business deals that capitalize on Joe Biden's public office and risked our country's national security.
The FBI ignored the committee's document request, and the White House has dismissed the claims as a political stunt. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
Toyota is playing catch-up in the EV race and now says it is adding over $7 billion in new investments to bulk up its electric vehicle lineup. The company's aiming to ship 1.5 million EVs in 2026. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Absolutely. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are there any seasonal or holiday marketing emails you would like to opt out of? 844-967-2789, whether it's a holiday you don't celebrate or you have not great memories of. Is there something that you don't necessarily want to unsubscribe entirely from the brand sending you, you know, their newest sale? But is there anything specific that you wish you could just kind of, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I ask because Mother's Day is on Sunday.
It is.
And for many people, Mother's Day is a great day to celebrate your mom, if you are a mom, the moms in your life. For some people, Mother's Day, Father's Day is really hard.
And can be very painful.
And can be very, very painful. And, you know, I think some of us who are compassionate and have empathy know to sometimes tread lightly when it comes to, you know, the overwhelming amount of everyone will post a picture of their mother on Instagram on Sunday and stuff, and just kind of friends who have lost their moms, or if you're dealing with infertility, you know, it can be a hard day. So now brands are offering a way to stop the flood of Mother's Day marketing emails, sparing customers who don't want them to from potentially bittersweet messages or even painful reminders. And I think that's pretty thoughtful.
It is. It's giving people the option, right? It's not stopping these for everyone.
No.
You can just opt out of this if you don't want to, hey, looking for an idea for your mom this Sunday, try this.
Yes, exactly. Because as we just said, the loss of a family member or infertility, there's a lot of reasons why Mother's Day can be difficult for people. And so some brands like Levi's and DoorDash, Ancestry, K Jewelers, Ancestry, it's Etsy and Canva, also Canva, really, have allowed customers to opt out of emails for Mother's Day. And I just thought it was interesting because I wonder what other holidays strike a nerve or like hit a nerve with people that you might want to opt out from having to be to see. Is there any for you, Jane?
I honestly can't think of any. I mean, isn't Labor Day associated with like betting? I'm trying to think what goes on sale on, you know, what's the big sale thing when it's Labor Day?
I heard betting, betting on horses.
No,
and I was what?
No, betting.
Is it about labor?
No, I don't want to see the sale on sheets. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. And you know, and I don't, especially with some of the companies that it's like, what is Canva? Why are they doing?
Well, even
maybe I guess Canva, you can make your own card for your mother and print it off. Like, yeah.
But Levi's?
Mother's Day sale?
Get mom a pair of 501s. It's what she's always wanted.
Yeah. I mean, yes. And it's also the opportunity that every company, especially every retailer, takes every season, every holiday as an opportunity. I mean, some of these marketing campaigns are also just a lot. Like, I'll sign up for something and, you know, I get like 3 emails in a day.
Oh, man.
And it's like, I gotta stop. I think I need to actually unsubscribe to this one, but I shop at ThredUp a lot, which is secondhand clothes. Mm-hmm. And I think they send 1 to 2 emails every day about something like, buy this, you forgot that, da 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 da.
Oh, you need this.
And so there's just like aggressive, e-commerce is aggressive on emails anyways. So it's interesting, is like, well, why wouldn't someone just totally unsubscribe? But yeah, I don't know. Like, it just is an interesting, is this the biggest problem?
Well, for some, again, you know, I was fortunate to have a loving mother and we had a good relationship. Maybe not all of our lives. There was a little rocky period in there, but so I'm lucky to have that and to have those good memories. And if you don't, I can see where it would be painful and you wouldn't want that reminder. But again, this isn't ending it for everyone. You have the option to opt out of getting these messages.
But this is, I mean, DoorDash is interesting. DoorDash started offering consumers the ability to opt out of Mother's Day messaging starting last year. And it's doing the same for Father's Day. More than 80,000 consumers have opted out of Mother's Day marketing this year. As of April 26, DoorDash told Axios.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And then the company also offers the ability for consumers to opt out of alcohol-related marketing.
That makes sense.
Pets-related marketing, which makes sense if you don't have a pet, on a year-round basis, and will continue to explore ways to personalize the experience for each individual. So, I don't know. It's an interesting, I think it says more about trust the personalization of using your data, using like trying to make a unique experience for you. And have the brand make you feel like the brand cares about you. Because ultimately, it still comes back to you buying stuff,
well,
right?
Exactly. Because I hate to be the bearer of bad news. They don't care about you. They just want to sell you stuff. Pretty much.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting if there was anything in particular you would like to opt out of when it comes to marketing messages. Because it's annoying or painful, or you don't celebrate it, or you don't have a pet, you know, any of those, or you're like the alcohol thing, like you're
that makes
you're
a lot
sober.
Of sense to me. Yes.
844-967-2789. But then I also have to share this thing that I just saw at the break. Just a joke, and then we can move on. But remember when Dan Quayle misspelled potato?
Oh, I like it was yesterday.
And everyone was like, that's a good enough reason for him to not be president. We should be like that again.
Well, and wasn't it John Dean who went, woohoo!
Howard Dean,
thank you.
When he won New Hampshire?
Yeah, and then that killed him.
Killed him.
That just crushed
him. His yee-haw.
Yeah.
People were not into it.
No, didn't like the yee.
But anyways, so then you found this fun feel-good story of a Madison filmmaker buying the rights to adapt a Stephen King story for a whole whopping dollar.
This is a great thing, and I've loved Stephen King since I was in grade school.
Really? What's your favorite?
Oh, there's so many good ones. The Shining is so good.
Have you read a lot of Stephen King?
Oh, yeah.
See, I've seen a lot of the movies. I'm not sure I've ever sat down and read a Stephen King novel.
It's really worthwhile.
Okay.
He's a big music fan, and so he uses a lot of musical references to place you in that time.
Oh, interesting.
And so he's very, very detailed. But so he set this up so people could do this.
Really?
To buy his properties for a buck. They have a year to complete this project. And you can't use it for profit, but you can use it for nonprofits.
Okay.
But that's a pretty generous thing for such a lucrative author to do.
Oh, yeah. So this is, so the Cap Times covered this. So in 2021, Max Bloska was in Bangor, Maine, and on tour, he's on a tour of locations that appear in the work of the best-selling horror novelist Stephen King, and the Madison resident decided to take part in King's Dollar Baby program.
Dollar Baby.
Dollar Baby. While King's work has been adapted into dozens of movies and television shows, he's written so much that dozens of his short stories remain unfilmed. So King started his Dollar Baby for student and amateur filmmakers, where he would sell the rights to one of those stories for $1 for 1 year. Quote, you send me $1 and you get the contract, Blaska said. The only catch is that you can't profit off the film, and King owns the rights to it once it's done. And so for Blaska, who lives with depression and is a mental health advocate, there was one clear and personal choice for the story he wanted to adapt. Last Rung on the Ladder, which appears in King's 1978 story collection Night Shift, tells of a brother who saves his younger sister from an accident when they are children. They drift apart as adults until the brother learns decades later that his sister has committed suicide. Last Rung on the Ladder is not a horror story, but has some emotional poignancy of King's Stand By Me. That's such a great story.
Isn't that wonderful?
I wonder if he's going to film it in Wisconsin.
He did film it.
He didn't even film, yeah.
I believe it's finished, yeah. And a bunch of locations around the state. And it's just a really, again, it's a very generous thing for Stephen King to do. He wouldn't have to do that. And he's been just such a prolific author for all of these decades. I just think that's, it's great for young filmmakers and...
Yeah, it's like a win-win-win.
Right? It's a great starting place.
You know, like
place.
For Stephen King, if any of these like are a hit and win an Oscar for best short film,
wouldn't that be something?
He owns the rights to them.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, it's interesting, and we haven't, I reached out to the media contact at the WGA to try to see if we can get a representative to come on and talk about the writer's strike. But it's, you know, I think there's something to be said about writer, like artists supporting artists, right? And I think Stephen King, seeing that he is more interested in the interpretations of his work by other artists, that he's willing to just
go ahead,
basically
take it.
Give it away.
Yeah, go ahead, take it.
Because he thinks that would be more interesting, just to see what students and amateur filmmakers can do with it versus, you know, hoarding. I'm sure he has plenty of money.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I wonder if he still has his blue check mark that he didn't want.
That's funny.
I'm going to check at the break. all right. Well, just a little preview for the bottom of the hour. I'm going, but it's sold out. So when we booked these guys, it wasn't sold out yet. But the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Fire Department have a fundraising event on Saturday night where they are boxing. Head-to-head, battle of the badges.
Fist-to-fist.
So we have a friend of the show, Joe Flick, who's been on a couple times. He is joining us. He is a firefighter. But we have two police officers who are going to join everyone who's going to be fighting this weekend. And so I'm excited to talk to them. So that's coming at 1:30. But then when we come back from this break, you know, it was short-lived. But for a couple games, you could get a beer in the eighth inning at a Brewers game. But no more. But then we'll also talk about... Where does the AmFam Field stand as far as how expensive getting a beer there is compared to other ballparks? We'll talk about it when we come back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Images, we all have them, but what do we do with them? Why not let Mike Crivello's Camera and Imaging Center turn them into 4x6-inch prints for your brag book? Or big, gorgeous, color-corrected luster, canvas, or metal enlargements for your wall? You may have images, but they're not a picture.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, it was a good run while it lasted. If you really needed that last beer in the eighth inning, you got it for like a month.
And now it's over.
Yeah. The Milwaukee Brewers revert to ending alcohol sales in the seventh inning, which it sounds like not that many people were really buying it in the eighth inning. Which, congratulations, Wisconsin. Way to be responsible and know that you should cut yourself off in the eighth inning and not indulge just because the option is there.
Seriously, though, drinking through seven innings should be enough.
Should be enough.
Right.
It should be enough,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it lasted about a month, but... because at first, I guess it was because they thought that the beer sales were going to be down because the games, like, I think they're averaging, I read, games are like a half hour faster right now.
Oh.
So that was why they did it at first, because the games were clipping by faster.
So quickly.
And so they thought maybe we'd squeeze a little bit more out. But it turns out not making that much of a difference.
Must have been kind of a dud.
But where would you think, so thinking of Brew City, the Brewers... When you compare AmFam Field to other ballparks, where do you think it would fall as far as how expensive the beer is?
Compared to all the other ballparks.
All except, so this is USA Today looked at MLB beer prices by team, and they also looked at hot dogs. So, like, what are the cheapest and most expensive stadiums? And I think they said Chicago, they didn't include the Cubs or the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah,
because
you can't really compare Wrigley to anything.
Well, it's mostly because of who does their food.
Oh.
A company called Levi Restaurants does both Cubs and Tampa Bay food, and they didn't provide pricing information.
Oh, we're not going to tell you.
No, okay. We're just not going to tell you. And so, you know, competitive advantage, who knows? But they looked at hot dogs and beer. And where do you think, so the beer is, they did it by per ounce, and most expensive to cheapest. Where do you think the Milwaukee Brewers are? As, like, how close to the cheapest or how close to the most expensive?
I think they're closer to the most expensive.
They are. They're fourth.
Wow.
So we are behind, the Dodgers are the most expensive at 99 cents per ounce. San Diego Padres are 69%. Oh, so we're basically tied for second with, so we're at the Milwaukee Brewers are 69 cents per ounce. And that's also the Padres, Detroit Tigers, Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Baltimore Orioles. So we're one of the more expensive places to get a beer. But then where do you think we are for hot dogs?
I'll say we're in the middle.
For hot dogs, we are the fourth cheapest.
Oh, well, there's your bargain.
So there's your bargain. So much better deal getting a hot dog at American Family Field than a beer, apparently. At least comparatively, if you're going to other ballparks.
Right. One would think that considering Brew City, Brewers, our beer would be slightly cheaper.
And especially because I think in general, getting a beer in Milwaukee is slightly, like in the city of Milwaukee, like there's not, you can still find a $3 or $4 beer at a lot of bars, like a can of High Life or like a can of Miller Lite or bottle of High Life and stuff.
We're not talking the fancy stuff, but still, you can still get a beer. Yeah. For under 10 bucks.
But yeah, it's $4 for a hot dog.
Wow.
Is that expensive to you?
That seems, yes.
But, I mean, and then people complain about the cost. I remember the first time, because, you know, like, I feel like I lived in San Francisco. San Francisco has always been expensive, but I really lived there when, like, all of the, like, Facebook and all these companies were going public. And so I remember the comparison of the AT&T Field, which is where the San Francisco Giants play. And I lived there when they won a World Series, which was fun. And the difference between the stadium from when I first moved there to the, by the time I left, like how many, you could get sushi and you could get all like so many fancy food vendors there as far as like what your experience was like. I was like, this feels very different than Wrigley. That is for sure.
Absolutely. But think about, I mean, what if you have three kids and you have two boys and they want two hot dogs apiece?
Yeah.
And a soda and some snackage. And that really adds up quickly, especially if you've got kids.
Oh, totally. Well, it's also like going to the movies now, too, where that adds up quickly as soon as you, unless you sneak your snacks in.
I might know people who do that.
What's your go-to snack?
Popcorn.
But do you don't sneak popcorn into the theater, though, do you?
I do not. I know someone who does.
Oh. Do we know this person?
You may have met this person.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to give up. You're not a narc. Popcorn narc.
Because I feel like the point of the pop, like I would sneak my candy in to.
Because that's what's really expensive.
Because that's what's really expensive and you can get that somewhere else versus I think it's hard to replicate movie popcorn at home. Versus a bag of Skittles is a bag of Skittles.
True.
Trust me, I know.
you've taste tested enough.
Taste tested the rainbow.
Over the course of your lifetime. I feel confident accepting that evaluation.
God, I hope they don't ban them.
There is one of your main food groups, kid.
All right. Well, when we come back, the Battle of the Badges. I don't know whether or not boxing is your thing. This is a great event going to a really good cause. But it reminds me of a certain firefighter show where there, you know, the animosity between the bravest and the finest, who's going to come out on top? We're going to talk about it when we come back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin. In a brand new pair of shoes, you know, I think it's time to give this game a rest. Just to hit the ball and touch them all, a moment.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief, New York Republican Congressman George Santos is expected to appear in a federal court.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. A major development in the disappearance on Aruba 18 years ago of Natalie Holloway. The Alabama 18-year-old was on a graduation trip to Aruba when she disappeared, never seen again. Now, her family says Peru has agreed to extradite longtime prime suspect Joran Vandersloot to the U.S.
It's fairly extraordinary for another country to temporarily give up a prisoner to the United States. It would have taken a fair amount of negotiation between U.S. authorities and Peruvian authorities.
ABC News contributor Brad Garrett is a former FBI agent. Vandersloot doing a long stretch in Peruvian prison for a murder there. Title 42 restrictions on asylum-seeking migrants, and late tonight, officials think an expected surge after the expiration may have already happened. A woman in custody in Chicago after eight other women were struck since Sunday by a woman wielding a ball bat on the city's northwest side. This is ABC News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Rivera, thank you. From the Milwaukee Police Department, and Otto Olson, who is the manager, owner of Dropout Fight Club, which is where the event is taking place. So happy to have you guys in the studio.
Thanks for having us in, Kristen.
So I have to start with Joe, just because the first time you were on the show, I asked you what TV show depicts being a firefighter the best, and you said Rescue Me, which I had watched. And if I remember correctly, there is an episode where the firefighters play the firefighters play the police department in hockey, and there's more fighting than there is hockey.
Yep.
So it looks like you just cut the corner and you're like, well, let's just fight instead.
Yeah,
let's not even play the game. We'll just start with the punching.
Take the hockey right out of it, which is funny because there's actually a viral clip around right now that has the most recent New York hockey game with no less than 6 boxing matches in it.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is the first time this has ever been done in Milwaukee. It's in some of the other bigger cities for the first responder community. And we think it's just going to be amazing.
Well, it's funny because I asked you to come on thinking, I was like, oh, we'll help promote the event. It's already sold out. There's no, I'm lucky I got my ticket already because it's already buzzing and people are going to be there. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be booze.
I'd say the hard part is done, but some of us still have to fight on Saturday.
So Lydia, are you fighting as well?
I am, yes.
Okay. And so are you a trained boxer or is this a new...
No, I've been doing jiu-jitsu for
probably 4 years now. In my early 20s, I got into boxing. It was like my first love of combat sports.
Okay.
So it's really nice to go back to the roots of my training and do boxing. I've always wanted to have a fight. I never got to. I thought that would be something I'd do in my 20s. But here I am in my 30s, now having my first fight.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, nice, nice. So I guess before we get into some of the fun parts of like the matchups and nerves, what is this benefiting? What is this? This is obviously not just because of budding animosity towards each other. This is actually going
which
for a
good
cause.
Which there is none. I mean, we want both teams to win equally, right? I mean, but it's going to be supporting two causes. One is obviously Ignite the Spirit Milwaukee. We support firefighters and their families in times of need. And then the police are fundraising and supporting Milwaukee Police Association's Fallen Hero Fund.
Which is great. And how much money has been raised already?
Oh.
Otto, do you know? Are you the one who's collecting? Is it on your thing that you know the answer?
Yeah, I mean, I know what we've done in ticket sales.
Okay.
And then I can see what these guys did in their own kind of...
Because that's part of it, right?
There's so two
each person who's fighting, you can explain
it. Yep, there's two elements. So there's the boxers are all running their own peer-to-peer fundraising, you know, getting their friends to chip in and tell them good luck. And then the gym is running the gate, and the gate's going to get split 50-50 between the two charities.
Nice.
And then there's other avenues of trying to just scrape together some more money. Limited poster sales, the T-shirts. Everything's limited. And then we're going to be raffling some tickets off this week, too.
All week.
Yeah, so just like a pair of tickets to the highest bidder, two highest bidders on the Instagram story page. So
okay, that's Dropout Fight Club.
Yes,
if you
there
follow
are still
Dropout
some
Fight Club.
Tickets available,
okay.
But not many.
Not many.
So officially six pairs left.
Yeah. So how long has Dropout Fight Club been around? Because it's in River West in Milwaukee.
Not even 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, built it during when we were all on lockdown. I was going nuts at home and I missed everybody. So I thought, oh, man, I got to like rebuild a community somehow. So I did. I found an abandoned warehouse, threw a boxing ring in the middle, threw up some bags, and then everyone keeps turning up. It's been incredible.
So are you a boxer by training?
A coach.
Coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how did you, because you two, you and Joe originally connected.
Yep. Street fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Saw each other in a dark alley and just went after it. And afterwards, we hugged it out. And this was an event that I just kind of had on the back burner. Like, you know, if the right opportunity presents itself, it'd be great to have Battle of the Badges boxing in Milwaukee.
We talked about it for a while, right?
Yep. And when I saw Dropout pop up during COVID, you know, just randomly on social media, and just kind of kept an eye on them, and I loved it. And, I mean, the gym, you walk in, and it just has something. It's got an air to it that sucks you in. And when I saw that they were hosting their fight nights that they have a couple times a year for their members, I saw the vibe in there, and it was just nuts. And I knew that was it. I found them. I found the guy that was going to run it.
All right.
And I just find it so interesting, Otto, that I would never think a boxing ring would be what would bring the community together. Because I envision it as being so antagonistic, but you support each other, you train with each other, right? You have shared tips, and
especially after lockdown when everyone was like, I just need to hit something. So yeah, we accommodate all kinds of like domestic disputes. We like to settle them like amicably, you know. We got a ring and some padding, which kind of helps, you know, boxing gloves. But no, I think it's just well, first of all, there's no workout like a boxing workout.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're fit till they try a boxing workout.
Absolutely.
And I think once you get past the intimidation part, it really is community-based. You know, it's you turn up, everyone goes through exactly the same workout, so you know how everyone else is feeling. And then everyone stays. You know, then we do sparring after, and if you don't want to get in the ring, you can always just hang out, have a drink, and watch everyone else kind of like... punch each other in the
face. Punch each other.
There's never like a nice way to put that.
No.
Well, and how does one learn how to take a punch? Because I would cry.
You're assuming that we haven't cried.
I think once you just get it, I think the build up and the anticipation is worse than the actual event happening. So once you get
over getting punched in the face.
Yeah, like, I mean, you have, you know, we have gloves on, you have headgear on, you have a mouth guard. The only thing that really sticks out is your nose. So once you've taken a shot to the face, it's like, okay, that's it. We're good. You know, obviously some shots hurt a little bit more than others. But once you take that first shot, it's usually like, that's not so bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Battle of the Badges going down on Saturday to... and Milwaukee Police Department versus the Milwaukee Fire Department, raising money for a good cause. And we're talking to Joe Flick from the Fire Department, Lydia Riviera from the Milwaukee Police Department, and Otto Olsen, who owns the Dropout Fight Club, which is where the event is happening. So let's hear more about how many people are fighting. What are the lineups look like as far as firefighter v. police officer?
So we have 10 bouts now.
Yeah.
10.
Well, wait.
How many?
There was supposed to be 11.
Okay.
But then firefighters being firefighters, just...
We're not good with each other.
What does that mean?
Like, there's a thing called sparring where you fight each other in the ring.
Yeah, and you'll practice it.
Because what can't... There's two separate camps. So there's a couple of coaches in the police camp. There's a couple of coaches in the fire camp. And those two camps, they can't fight each other because we need that element of surprise on fight night.
Yes.
So they spar against each other. And for some reason, half of the firefighters either got broken noses, broken jaws, and it's their own team. I don't know what's going on.
So during sparring, you've...
The maniacs.
We carry a lot of stress.
So there's guys who are already injured before the big night and can't play anymore.
Yeah, we had to take a whole fight card off of the card because they beat each other up too bad.
All right, so now there's 10.
So we're down to 10.
Which is still a lot.
It's still a lot. So how many rounds are there going to be for per fight?
So they're two-minute rounds. So with three two-minute rounds.
Three two-minute rounds, all right.
Unless your name is Joe, and then you have to fight four two-minute rounds because that's the headliner. And it just so happens they're both called Joe. So I think it's like the fight for your namesake. The other whoever loses will therefore be known as the other Joe, I think.
I actually going to go right to the courthouse and have to change your name afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. You're not going to get to keep the name. There can only be one.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, yeah.
I feel like that's a movie.
So that's headliner. Lydia, who are you fighting?
I'll be the third from last fight, I believe. I am fighting one of the firefighters who's maybe 10 years younger than me.
Great.
But that's okay. I got experience, I'd like to think.
Lydia, I'm curious. I took a self-defense class many, many years ago, and that was the first time as a woman that I had ever been encouraged to really hit something, and it felt really, really good.
It feels amazing.
But women aren't normally encouraged to take out their anger and hostility that way. It's like, go punch something.
Right.
And it was revelatory for me.
Yeah, I think that's changing. Also, in jiu-jitsu, for example, too, it's like women don't usually have that experience growing up with wrestling or like football where you're in close proximity to people. So it's really important to get that feeling of that and being close to somebody and possibly having to defend for yourself, you know.
And so how is the training for this? Obviously, it's been a lot shorter, but how does this compare to your actual training for your actual jobs?
This is pretty similar to going into a burning building. I'll be honest.
Okay.
Like, you know, I track my heart rate, and after the training session, I'll look, and it is right up there with what my heart rate's at when I go to a house fire. It's pretty amazing. And I've got somewhat of a extensive athletic history throughout my life.
Yeah.
This has been the hardest athletic venture I've ever taken on. Like, the amount of learning that has had to happen in the time frame that we've done it in has been humbling, to say the least.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
That is saying something. Same for you, Lydia?
Yeah, I would agree. It's terrifying. I think, you know, stepping in front of people in the ring is hard enough itself, but going in there and showing off the skills that you've learned in a short amount of time in front of your coworkers is a whole different
thing.
That's what
animal. I was going to ask. Is it scarier, the prospect?
I'm not afraid to admit. I'm terrified, yeah.
Or is it the public display of it and like having to show up to work on Monday and be like, they're like, hey, they knocked out.
Monday.
It's going to happen Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I work the next day. And I know people are going to have lots of questions and comments about the event, but it'll be fun.
That's something that I really love about this, though, is like how inclusive it is when you see the different membership that's at the gym training alongside of us for most of our sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But the accessibility of this as well, like any one of our coworkers can come to this event Saturday night and fall in love with it and be like, I'm doing that next year. And they can start training and they can get ready and they can be a part of it. No matter how much you love the hockey game, there's a really strong possibility you're not playing hockey next year. Like, you don't just pick that up and get after it.
That's true. Not everyone just knows how to be on skates versus right. do you feel like you could take even the most out of shape person and get them at least ready for three rounds of boxing if you had how much time?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
Right, Joe?
Every one of us.
But you guys are all in pretty good shape to start with.
No, I'm kidding.
The muscles come with the t-shirt.
I'm kidding. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's all different kinds of weight classes. If you can keep your hands up and throw some punches and you're burning calories and you're not sat at home eating Cheetos, that's a bad thing.
What about Skittles?
Yeah, sure. It's a balance, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, everybody starts somewhere, right?
Everybody starts somewhere. So I guess let's go over the details again. So Saturday night, dropout boxing ring, River West. Where can people buy tickets?
They can't.
You said there's
six pair.
The six pair, the auction.
Oh, yes.
The highest bidder.
Yeah, on Dropout Fight Club Instagram story. Every day.
Okay.
From midnight to 9 p.m., the highest bidder come 9 o'clock at night
okay.
gets two tickets. And okay. the second highest bidder gets two tickets.
Okay. So that's one angle. Otherwise, you can still donate, right? If you can't make it to the event because it's sold out or you don't want to be the highest bidder,
right.
Where can people still donate or if they want to sponsor? Because all of you are raising money individually for your rough fights, right?
Yep. If you want to support the event and make sure that we put on a good show, I promise you throw $100 on my fundraising page, I'll fight a little bit harder for you.
There you go.
But you can find both the Red Corner and the Blue Corner's fundraising pages at itsmke.org.
Are both your chiefs going to be there?
No idea. Our chief is on the guest list. If he's listening, I hope he comes, but I understand if he doesn't.
All right. Well, anything else before we let you guys go that people should know about the event or nerves or...
I hope both teams win. This is going to be
great.
So
there is no winner.
I was going to say,
there's never been any of the fight nights that we put on. So the very first fight night was all women.
Okay.
We donated all that money to a women's shelter. Both hands are raised at the end of the night. It's a celebration of the community. It's a celebration of what these guys all went through for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Everyone can come together, raise some money, and then... I'm sure the crowd will have their own opinion of who won.
Yeah.
But both hands are raised.
They'll be the people's favorite.
Yeah, the people's champion.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to go. I will report back on Monday how it went.
You kids be careful.
Yeah. Save those pretty faces. Make sure your headgear's on right. All right, well, we'll take one more break and then come up and wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Who would you most like to box? If you knew you weren't going to get hurt, really. But like, in, as far as a matchup of someone in your life that you're like, yeah, that makes sense. I would box that person. Do you have someone in mind? Is there anyone from your past that you'd love to just knock out?
Oh, I can. Oh, now that you put it that way. The Antichrist jumps to mind.
Ah, okay.
Ex-boyfriend. Yes. Long time ago.
I don't know if there's anyone that I'm such a nonviolent person. I think there's times in my life that had, if he wasn't, you know, 6 inches taller than me and 70 pounds heavier than me, my brother.
That makes sense.
I think he's the only person in my life I've ever actually hit in the face.
Wow.
You know, siblings. That's what you were saying as far as, you know, girls growing up and not being told that we can hit things. I think there might be an exception. Well, you had an older brother, though. Did you not fight with your older brothers?
Not physically.
Oh, man. I got the crap beat out of me.
No. That didn't happen.
That you were protected? Or were you just that much younger that they were like...
I was the youngest. It's like, that's no fight. You know? They could push me over and it's over.
I was both physically and psychologically terrorized by my brother.
Oh.
Which is fine. I'm tougher today for it. But I think there was years in there, because we're 4.5 years apart. And so, you know, on trips and stuff, he had to put up with me. But there was a time in there where he really, his goal was to see how long it would take him to make me cry.
Oh, fun.
And just either making fun of me or teasing me.
What is that dynamic? What is that torture dynamic between siblings? I don't get it.
Boredom, maybe?
I don't know.
Because it's mostly when we were just, you know, like I remember most profoundly when we were on like family vacations. And so he had nothing else to do. But bug me. And it was funny because I remember years later, because now we're really close. And we've gone on many vacations together as friends and stuff. We were on a trip together and we were all in a Uber XL driving home from the bars or getting dropped off. And there was some random woman that we had met that was coming back to the next place that we were going. And all the guys in the car that were our friends were teasing her about something. I can't remember exactly what it was. They were teasing her, and she kept getting more and more defensive and like doubling down on what she was trying to say or what she was doing. And I was like, I finally just yelled from the back of the car. I was like, do you not have brothers? Do you not know that if you just like let it go, they will get bored and stop? Like
when they're not getting the reaction they're shooting for, they'll give it up, right?
They will give it up. And so my brother obviously in the car laughed pretty hard at that one, because it's like the lesson of, you try to teach your kids, I imagine when you have kids that they're fighting with each other, like if you just ignore him, he will stop. But we're not always good at that as adults either, especially as you tweet back at someone who's a jerk on Twitter.
That's true. But I would like to think that adults don't do it just for enjoyment.
Oh, I know some.
To tweak each other like that. I don't get that.
You've never met anyone who just is like, I just want to get a rise out of this person?
I would tend to just avoid them if they annoy me that much.
You've never worked with a person like that?
Then I really avoid them, if at all possible. And I just want to say, you are going to be a much better audience member at this fight on Saturday, because now that we've had Joe in a couple times, and even Lydia, who are going to be boxing on Saturday, I will get upset on their behalf. I want to be in the audience going like, no, that's my Joe.
That's my Joey.
Don't hit him. That's
Mr.
Mean.
Pretty Face. What did Chief Lipsky call him? The pretty one?
The pretty one.
The pretty one. And that's what I actually had asked my mom. She was thinking about maybe coming down since Sunday is Mother's Day. And I said, well, we had already bought a tickets for this event Saturday night. It's a boxing event. She goes, oh, no, I'm definitely not going to that.
Your mother and I could hang out.
There's another establishment in Milwaukee that does a boxing night where it's, you know, amateur or semi-pro young boxers in Milwaukee. And they're the ones who are boxing, and all the people who attend are, you know, richer, older, white people for the most part. And it's a very uncomfortable, like, I've never been to one, but I've seen pictures of them. And it's a very uncomfortable scene as far as, like, the spectator, the voyeuristic part of it, of just, like, watching these young kids, like,
beat each other up.
This feels a little bit better as far as, like, all right, this is for charity. It's cops, it's firefighters, it's all, like, I don't think anyone's really going to, like, fight to knock someone out versus...
They broke noses in
they
training.
They did break noses. They did break noses. That's true.
Oops.
Well, I'll report back of how violent it gets.
Please
but
do.
3 rounds seems doable.
Well,
just 3 2-minute rounds. That's doable.
Be prepared to throw yourself in front of Lydia if she needs help.
Okay. If I need to protect
jump
her,
in
I will.
The middle of the ring.
I will.
Deflect.
All right. Well, what do we have coming up tomorrow as far as I'm trying
to... We will have some Brewers tickets.
We will have Brewers tickets tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes, yes.
So we will do a give out. We have to come up with a good trivia question. I feel like I had a good trivia question last time as far as the... I wonder if anyone's bid on the racing sausages yet.
Oh, those costumes.
Those costumes. I feel like that'd be a good item for... the public museum to have, maybe?
I like that idea.
Who else could, maybe the Milwaukee Historical Society? Who else would be, what would be a good...
Those are two really good suggestions.
Right? As
yeah.
far as like, who maybe has the money to throw down that would preserve them instead of someone who's like, I'm going to wear these.
Better would be someone would buy them and then donate them to these nonprofit organizations.
That is true.
That would be a pretty great thing.
But then tomorrow we have our second edition of what we are going to call public cervix announcement.
Yes. I saw my doctor on Monday and I told her a couple of the options and she was all over public cervix announcement.
My Debbie Bry also public cervix announcement. So that is our women's health segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And
if you have questions, by the way, send them in.
Yes, send them in. asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us if you have any women's health questions. Tomorrow, I know that we're going to tackle because there was big news on changing the age when you should start getting mammograms. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about PCOS. And then we're going to talk about whatever questions you guys send us. So asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We're also going to have Phil Rocco back on the show to talk about the differences between the shared revenue options between Evers and the legislature. J.R. Radcliffe's going to be back to talk about sports. And it's our monthly Beer Baron with Chris Drosner.
Excellent.
So we got a full show tomorrow. But as for today, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just being a part of the show. We will be back tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever! Till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless... You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Inez.